toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to your phone calls. We go to Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. As you know, I and my family are headed to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
That's correct, sir.
And we are fixing to go this summer. It's not like we can just get up and move. There's a lot of things to be planned.
Right.
Well, one of the things that I found out in my research and planning for this is a silly little driver's license that that you're supposed to have if you haul big rigs. But here's how this came about.
The commercial driver's license. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Commercial driver's license is called, yes. You know, we have a lot of stuff to move, you know, a couple of houses worth and a bunch of horses and farm equipment. So, you know, I went to the moving company and said, how much? You know, humor me. It's 2,030 miles, and it was going to be somewhere between $35,000 and $40,000 to move this ship over to New Hampshire.
That is amazing. Your dedication is phenomenal.
Well, you know, you got to do what you can. I mean, that's cheap for freedom, right?
I would say so.
I would agree, yes.
So I thought, well, you know, I need a new truck anyway. So I went out and bought a big old Dodge truck, a big diesel. And while I was looking for a trailer, I came across a guy who said, oh, you know, if you haul more than 8,000 pounds, you got to have this commercial driver's license. And so I started looking around, and sure enough, there's three classes, Class A, Class B, C, or Class 1, 2, and 3. I don't know what it is. But it's part of the whole federal, the interstate highway system that they put in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, the poor truckers. I mean, we've had them call before on this show, and just the regulations that they are subject to is just amazing. You've probably barely even scratched the surface, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, it's obscene. At any time, a cop can just stop them for no reason and ask to see their logbook. Mm. You know, they can only sleep. They can only drive for so long, and they have to have so many hours of sleep.
I think it's 10 hours.
I mean, the regulations are, yeah, right. But 30 hours within a certain number of day period. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. Hmm. But that's what they have to do. But you know, the government does that to keep us safe, right?
I guess.
Because, you know. Yeah, you don't want these truckers, you know, up on a meth buzz, you know, all night crashing into people. So we need these driver's licenses and all this regulation to keep us safe. Because if you're somebody driving a big heavy load, you're more dangerous than somebody in a car. And so we have to have these regulations. That's what it's for.
Well, that's what they claim. That's what the claim is. Yeah.
Well, let me bust a hole in that. As I was looking through, I found out. Yeah, sure enough. Commercial driver's license are required for one class is required for up to 10,000 pounds. Another one is from 10 to 26,000 pounds. And then the other one is 26,001 up to the maximum, which is about 80,000 pounds for the interstates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to get this, you know, 26,001 to 80,000 pound driver's license, you got to go to like a 6-week course and it costs thousands of dollars. And then, you know, you gotta do all this driving tests with the, you know, the bureaucrat from the government to get this thing. And you have to get relicensed and all this other stuff to keep us safe.
Hmm.
Well, so I thought, uh-oh, you know, I already bought the car, I already bought the trailer. I don't want to have to go through this to not be harassed on the road. Well, turns out that there's a company called Winnebago that makes really, really big vehicles that, you know, drive down the road, these big, RVs
motorhomes
that look like buses.
Right.
Motorhome, yes. Well, if you look a little bit closer to the law, it exempts totally any weight vehicle as long as it's used for personal use.
Huh. So Winnebago managed to lobby for, exemption in this because, well, that would stifle their sales.
Yeah, who's going to, you know, some guy buying $1 million RV, you know, he's retired, wants to cruise around the country with his wife.
Yeah.
He's not going to buy that RV if he has to go through 6 weeks of trucker school.
That makes sense, yeah.
So now here's what we have. We have these guys, these yahoos, who do, you know, go down and buy more money than driving skills, buy this thing, and now we've got these things barreling down the road at 30,000, 40,000 pounds. without any special driving license, without any restrictions on how long they can drive.
Some old retiree forgot to take his narcolepsy medicine, and oops.
Yeah, really. And there's a lot of them. Every time you see one of these big buses out on the road, it's driven by a guy who hasn't done any training, which is fine. It's his property. He can probably do it just fine. But the poor schmuck who's hauling a 9,000-pound commercial load has to go through all this, all this rigmarole in order to get his license.
So, but you are moving your business over there, Brian. I mean, could they possibly string you up on commercial charges if they find any business equipment in the load if you get pulled over?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about that. Well, thanks for bringing it up, Ian. Now I'm
yeah.
not gonna be
thanks
able to
for ruining the freaking day, Ian.
Well, I mean, what kind of business equipment do you have?
This is my life, Brian.
It was pretty. Your business is pretty portable, from what I understand. But
it's printers and computers and filing cabinets. Anybody can have that in their home office. I mean, that's it.
Also, you might want to consider making the move on a weekend or a holiday weekend because when we came up, it was. I guess it was Labor Day weekend, and most of the way stations were closed. So that's going to be one of your main issues, I think, right there, is just having to go through their system more often than not. You will during the week, during the daytime, but if it's the weekend, you should be a little bit safer.
Oh, yes, that's another thing. If you are hauling anything over 8,000 pounds, my truck is 8,000 pounds, so just by itself, you don't have to do that, but if you're hauling anything, then you have to stop at the weigh station if you are a commercial driver license, if you're required to have that driver's license. Of course, when you fly past the weigh station, which I will do, along with the Winnebagoes, if I fly past there, they could say, I'm going to stop him to see if he has any commercial stuff in that.
We were never told, Brian, by Penske, which we had a great experience with as far as anybody looking to move somewhere. Their fleet was cheap, and it was brand new. But they never told us that we didn't have to stop for the weigh stations. And, it says trucks have to stop at the weigh station. So there was one instance where we did go ahead and pull through the weigh station. The people were there, and they just sort of waved us through. And they didn't even check with us or talk to us or anything like that. And then the other instance we pulled through a weigh station, we weren't sure if it was open or not. Turned out it was closed, so we went on through that one, too. But, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, just barreling past is more likely to probably get them to harass you.
Yeah, it says clearly in the exemptions are the exemptions from the weigh station, so I don't have to.
Right.
But, I'd rather not get hassled, because they'll find something, of course.
Sure. Yeah, just because you're exempt from having to have the CDL doesn't exempt you from being pulled over for driving past the weigh station. So, yeah, that's the safe thing.
No, I think how would they know?
I think he is exempt from going to the weigh station.
They're
going
to pull him over anyway. How are they going to know that he doesn't have a CDL or that he doesn't need to have a CDL? They're going to pull him over and
make
find
a photocopy
out.
Of that law and show it to him.
Yeah, well, I'm with Brian on this one. Pull through the way station. It's no big deal. They'll probably just wave you through. That's what I would do.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point. Maybe I ought to put their non-commercial, put a big thing on the back, right? In spray paint. Not a commercial vehicle. Oh my God, I don't know.
Hey, it is your truck. You could if you wanted.
Small word.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I'm not sure they'll stop me anyway. What I did, instead of buying a trailer, I bought a flatbed trailer, which, is a lot cheaper than a box trailer. Hmm. And then I bought you mentioned Penske. I bought the back of a Penske truck, that big yellow box in the back, the 25-foot box.
Yeah.
A guy had that, his roll-up door and everything. It's everything except the truck itself. And I bolted that onto the flatbed trailer.
Did you paint it?
Well, it's very bright yellow. So when I get home in New Hampshire, I'll put that out in the back, and it'll be a workshop or a
shed. And I think since it's mobile, that you won't get taxed on it.
Hey, there you go.
That's bonus. Exactly.
Hey, Brian, thanks, man, for the call tonight, and continued good luck with your experience. I mean, this is a moving adventure like I've never heard. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Evacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Evacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Evacor and receive Boost just for trying Evacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Learn how to get a risk-free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, grab them up right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
You want to move to New Hampshire, but don't know where you'll live? PorkManor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords and freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing video. Renters can find a place to live, find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and anarchists. It's simple, it's efficient, cheap, and effective. PorkManor.com. That's PorkManor.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. It's Dave in Athens listening on WAIS. Hey, Dave.
I found some things in the Mormon church that might be of use.
Go ahead.
These are Joseph Smith's words and not mine. In the Doctrines and Covenants, wherefore it is lawful that he should have one wife, and they twain shall be one flesh in all this, and the earth might answer the end of its creation. And the FLDS says disregard the Doctrines and Covenants because it speaks out against polygamy, or it speaks out for polygamy.
Now, didn't Joseph Smith have more than one wife?
He supposedly did.
But so why did he write this down?
It was a revelation to him by God.
Oh, so was this later on in the whole church thing?
Let me check the date.
Okay. Well, it's not that. Wasn't really that important. But
it was May 1831.
What does that compare to when the whole religion was started?
That's at the very beginning.
Oh, okay. So you're claiming that from the very beginning, Joseph Smith was against polygamy?
Yes.
It's an interesting claim, Dave. Thank you for the call.
Okay,
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, whatever. I mean, still their belief system. They can change and modify it as they wish. I mean, lots of different religions out there follow the Jesus, for instance, and they believe all kinds of different things, don't they, Mark?
Lots of different religions, Christian religions, believe a lot of different things. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I wouldn't really busy myself with that too much. Let's continue with your calls. Danny in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Danny.
Is that me?
It's you. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, I wanted to wish you all a happy National Law Day.
National Law Day. That sounds awful.
It is. I mean, I just literally found out about it just now. I have the Lou Dobbs program, which don't ask me why, but I watch it for entertainment, and today's Law Day. And I'm looking at this Wikipedia about Law Day USA, and I don't want to read the whole thing because that's not good radio, but you guys have to take a look at it. It reads like an Onion article.
Really?
The fact that we even have this, it's hilarious. It reads like an Onion article.
Okay.
There are all these whereases, and it's actually legally codified. This is in the book somewhere. How we're supposed to have this one day to appreciate the law we have. And
well,
President
okay.
Bush actually issued a proclamation today commemorating it, and he said something about liberty, and it was
without
something
laws liberty. We wouldn't have liberty, blah blah
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, something like that. I don't have the exact quote here, but
well, it says here on the Wikipedia that Law Day was created in the late 1950s by the American Bar Association.
Yeah, your favorite group.
To draw attention to both the principles and practice of law and justice.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah. And it says here it's not actually a government holiday, but you're saying that now the government has recognized Law Day?
Yeah, and the funny thing is when Dobbs was talking about it, he said that a lot of people in Congress aren't aware of it. A lot of people in Congress aren't aware of a lot of laws.
How could they be? How could anyone be aware of what the law says?
It's Law Day. You'd think they'd probably know about this one.
Yeah. Well, it's a physical impossibility for anyone to possibly know what the law is. Impossible. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought that up, though. I think it's a more important day because it's apparently May Day. And
well,
as a result of that,
one of the reasons, yeah, it's May Day. One of the reasons why you've got this Law Day is kind of take the heat off of May Day. At least that's
really
what some people think.
Oh, it says that here, too. It was chosen to deflect attention from the May Day holiday celebrated by labor movements around the world. And I didn't mean because of labor movements. I meant because of some of the protests that were going to be going on today.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the immigrants have selected May Day as the day for them to go out and protest, I guess, the government's treatment of them. And last year, there was awful abuse at the hands of the Los Angeles Police Department. Remember, Mark, when we saw the video footage of the LAPD taking, stealing cameras from video teams that were out there to cover the protests and just throwing them in the dirt and kicking them and attacking people. And
LAPD is a mess.
Yeah, that's what happened last year, so hopefully things were a little more peaceful this year. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate
it. Have a great night.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. One lady who probably didn't appreciate the law very much was the D.C. madam. She is dead. According to ABC News, Florida police are investigating the apparent suicide of the so-called D.C. madam who was found dead in the Florida mobile home of her mother on Thursday.
Mm.
The madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey, was recently convicted on federal charges stemming from the operation of a prostitution service in the D.C. area with a number of high-profile clients. She was scheduled to be sentenced on July 24th. Palfrey told ABC News that she would never return to prison after serving time in the 90s for other prostitution-related related charges. She says, I sure as heck...
She was right.
I sure as heck am not going to be going to federal prison for one day, let alone, you know, 4 to 8 years. Palfrey's 76-year-old mother found her daughter's own body in a shed on the side of the home.
I don't understand that. I mean, I would run. I mean, yeah. I'd rather live in Argentina than commit suicide. That doesn't make any sense to me, personally.
Well, interestingly, PrisonPlanet.com is reporting that in an interview they did with her almost a year ago, she said that she was not going to commit suicide. Now, certainly a lot can change in a year's time, but very interesting. And she did say in the past, in the 90s, she suggested that she may end up dead at someone else's hands, that it may be made to look like a false suicide when she was in trouble for prostitution back then. So who knows what really the story is. It says here that her mother found her daughter's body in a shed on the side of the home. According to the police, she'd hung herself with nylon rope from a beam in the shed ceiling. Blanche had looked in the shed after awakening from a nap to discover outside her house a tricycle she normally stored there. According to police, she called 911. Handwritten notes were found near Palfrey's body, which, according to the police statement, describes the victim's intention to take her life.
Hmm.
Local police responding to a call late Thursday morning discovered the woman's body in the storage shed, and foul play does not appear to have been involved, according to the police, but they did not immediately release the contents of the notes. So she was facing some time in prison and allegedly decided to just prevent herself from going there. But what a tragedy. What an unnecessary situation that didn't have to exist at all in the first place. If prostitution were simply legal, if it were just legal for men and women and whoever's looking to get off to go and pay somebody for their services, it's a voluntary transaction between two individuals, and the idea that anyone should ever get into any trouble for doing a voluntary transaction, engaging in business, that's all that is. The idea someone should get in trouble for it is absolutely outrageous, and it's so sad that this had to happen. More coming up. Your thoughts. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed. In sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free, including the wiki. We've got over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 on your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about anything. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, first of all, I want to point out something that the French word for help is the verb aider, A-I-D-E-R, and okay. The imperative is A-I-D-E-Z. So if you wanted to say, help me, you would add M apostrophe, and that would be Mayday, Mayday.
Okay.
Okay, so it's got nothing to do with International Labor Day. The International Distress Signal is simply French for help me.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, how does this sound for an excuse for something? Okay, somebody is driving the wrong way on the interstate and crashes head-on and puts your family member in the hospital and offers the excuse, I was drunk. I was so drunk I didn't even know what I was doing.
Oh, no.
Okay, how does that sound for an excuse?
I don't think that's a good excuse.
No.
Because they chose to be drunk. See?
They sure did.
Now, when cops go breaking down doors and barging into the homes of innocent drug dealers, or go barging into brothels and arresting people for, like you say, the D.C. madam and her customers,
mm-hmm.
and then they offer the excuse, just doing our jobs. Well, you know, it was their choice to take that job.
That's true.
Voluntary employment is no better than voluntary intoxication as an excuse for unprovoked violence.
I'm with you there.
Now, people have a right to their opinions, okay? And people have a right to be as stupid as they want and to be as ignorant of correct opinions and other people's rights as they want to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But voluntarily holding the opinion that you are entitled to keep slaves or ban prostitution or incarcerate drug dealers, you're voluntarily choosing to be wrong. And voluntarily choosing to be wrong is also no excuse for unprovoked violence, just like voluntary intoxication and voluntary employment are no excuse for unprovoked violence against persons who are not violating anyone's rights. They have every, just as they have every right to be drunk, but that's no excuse for unprovoked violence. They have every right to hold wrong opinions.
Absolutely.
I agree.
You'll get a disagreement here. Go ahead.
Now, somewhere along the line is crossed between simply spewing forth propaganda and unprovoked violence. And it can be tricky to figure out where that is. When there's a referendum on the ballot, and like in Nevada, 73% voted against re-legalizing marijuana, those 73% were putting the cops up to committing unprovoked violence. Okay? Now, they have every right to spew forth all this bigotry they want about these innocent gardeners, but that's no excuse, see, for the unprovoked violence. Where is the line crossed? When a judge signs a court order, is that simply manufacturing a harmless document, or is the cop putting, I mean, is the judge putting the cops up to committing the unprovoked violence?
The ultimate,
just like a hitman.
You know, the ultimate responsibility lies with the individual who initiates the actual aggression, I would think. I mean, the cops can pawn it off on whoever they want to pawn it off on, but if no one were, if none of them were to accept those orders, then it would just be a piece of paper. So they make it real by actually enacting what it says.
And here's the answer to the other question. What if the cops refused to carry out these unjust orders and turn in their badges?
We'd have a much better world if they refuse.
Well, if they turn in their badges, then who's going to direct traffic? And the answer is the cops will. See, I got this funny feeling they're not all going to quit the same day. But if half of them quit because they refuse to uphold and enforce blatantly unjust laws, and the other half are about to quit for the same reason, that's a powerful motivation for the state legislature to repeal the unjust laws.
Well, it's a shame we aren't anywhere near half of them, man. I think we might have a handful.
Most of them
aren't ready to quit.
All you've got left, see, any decent human beings never signed up. And so the only applicants they get are applicants who don't care that everybody hates them. See, if they care that everybody hates them, then they wouldn't have signed up to take a job where everybody hates them.
I don't know about that, Tom. Now I think you've gone too far.
I think that some people sign up, to be a police officer. Some people want to, do the right thing, and then they come to the realization that this drug war isn't working, and these rules that we have just aren't working, and so they come up with a different philosophy, different line of thinking. I don't know. At that point, it's difficult to, get paid what you're getting paid elsewhere, and it takes people a little while to come to their senses entirely. So,
yeah, I think a lot of cops joined for reasons that they considered good, that they wanted to stop the bad guys and protect the innocent. Certainly, there are cops that join for power and power's sake and to lord it over others. But there are certainly some good guys out there, and I don't think it's fair to malign them all. I think they understood when many of them joined that not everyone would love them for what they do. But at the same time, they felt that what they were doing was a good thing. And whether that's because they truly believed it or because they'd been indoctrinated from birth with the same lies that all of us are told by the government system, I can't blame them for falling victim to indoctrination. Everybody's been, I think,
yeah,
to
we've
some level
all
indoctrinated.
Done that. I've tripped you guys up on the air with, like which amendment to the Constitution gives you these rights, or how many of those victims of asset forfeiture were innocent. And, of course, it's easy to forget that they're all innocent victims, because just because they're selling cocaine doesn't make them any less innocent. It's easy. We're all victims of that indoctrination. And in order for them to think that it's okay to do their job, they have to overlook the obvious flaws in their lines of reasoning. Like, the victims of these unjust laws elected the people who support these laws, when the victims of that law might have voted against those candidates. There's three categories. Either they voted for them, or shame on them, they're too lazy to get out there and vote, and overlook the third possibility that, you know, these people have done everything reasonable to get these unjust laws repealed, and supposedly it's okay to carry out the will of the majority without stopping to figure whether the majority has a right to impose that law on everybody else. They overlook the obvious flaws because they have to in order to hold wrong opinions. They have to overlook the flaws in the lines
of reasoning.
Sure,
it's called confirmation bias. And thank you for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, speaking of overturning bad laws, these guys in the political system, they keep pounding away, and maybe someday they'll really make it somewhere. I mean, they've certainly had some successes here in New Hampshire, the free staters that are working in the realm of politics, but the wimpiest, most pathetic marijuana decriminalization bill that you could even ever imagine failed the Senate hearing committee earlier this week. I believe they were supposed to have a vote on that today. I have not heard anything about what exactly went down there. I'll see if I can perhaps dig up that information here in a few moments, but I mean, it went down 4-0 in the committee, and they pretty much everyone knows it's going to fail in the Senate, and the governor's even committed to vetoing it if it makes it through. Mm. So, you know, just the most simple, basic decriminalization measure about to go down in flames here in New Hampshire. And what are you going to do? Well, you have to wait till next year, and then you can submit it again, and you can go and
beg. Well, it's supposed to be every 2 years, but
is it every two? Okay.
They'll submit something else. Similar.
I see. Well, then you can go and you can beg for them to pass it this time, and who knows? Maybe the Free Staters will have an amazing success here this year in the elections, and maybe we'll be able to tip the scales. I'm not totally pessimistic about the political process here in New Hampshire, but man, it's still awful. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways and bring up. Oh, yep, I just got an email about it. We'll find out in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. It'll cost you $3 a month to get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the chat room, forum. We've even got special archives for amplifiers as well. And that money, that $3 a month, comes in, gets reinvested into the program, and helps us get on new radio stations across the country. And we've had a good handful of stations come in over the past couple of weeks.
Been a nice run.
And I've been announcing in advance recently what they are, and I guess that's okay, as long as I've got the signature on the line.
As far as I'm concerned, the contract and the signature is as good as an addition of the station.
Yeah. So the amp dollars advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, get us on more stations. They get us in more advertising locations on the internet. I've bought an ad over at LouRockwell.com. They are now selling advertising for the first time ever. And we've had a couple mentions over at LouRockwell.com before in the past, but never anything really serious. So we'll see. Maybe that'll drive us some new business over our way. We'll test that out, see how it works out. But also, in the world of radio affiliates, we looks like we're going to be getting on WFLA in Tampa.
That's one of the big boys.
It's huge.
I used to listen to FLA, and it's I think it's like a million people listen to that thing.
It's the number two station in the entire marketplace. The only station that does better than them is like the old station, the station for people who are dying, basically.
Right, WDUV, Easy Favorites or whatever.
Right, and so it's the number one news talker by and far.
Yeah,
and
it's definitely number one in our demographic, which is male 25 to 54.
It's where I fell in love with talk radio.
Yeah.
I was listening to WFLA, so it's going to be exciting. We're going to start there probably the very end of this month, so those of you in Tampa, not much longer to wait to hear us live on Saturday nights. All right, and by the way, not only does the amp dollar, do the amp dollars help us get on more stations, but calling stations helps as well. If you're in a local area and your local talk station does not carry the show, give him a call and talk to the program director and talk to him and tell him you appreciate what he does have on, if you're a listener, and that you'd like to hear Free Talk Live. And if you're not a listener, tell him that too. Say, hey, I'd listen to your station if you put on Free Talk Live. It'd be really great. You can get details on that at localfact.freetalklive.com, localfaq.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, you bring up anything. It's John calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to bring up something because it's been in the news lately concerning Mr. Snipes and his conviction.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And on failure to file income taxes and paying income taxes and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I wanted to address is something that I've discovered that I would like to put out to the listeners and let them digest this and see what they come up with.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Many people in the tax honesty movement across the country have asked repeatedly of the government, the IRS, and others, what is the law?
Yeah, where show us the law.
Show us the law.
Yeah.
Well, I think I have part of the solution as to why they don't show the law. because it doesn't exist. And here is evidence in, to present for people to look at. The Internal Revenue Code of 1939, passed on February 10th, 1939, in the first session of the 76th Congress. It was enacted by the Senate, and House, and Representatives.
What does it say? I mean, the details are irrelevant to me.
It says, the Internal Revenue Code intended to include all general and permanent laws of the United States and parts of such laws.
How long is this going to take? I can't stand legalese. Can you translate it for me?
Okay.
Just give me the executive summary.
I'm just giving you the preamble to the Internal Revenue Code. But the section that's important to know is Section 4.
Okay.
It says, repeal and savings provisions. A, the Internal Revenue title, as hereinafter set forth, is intended to include all general laws of the United States and parts of such laws relating exclusively to internal revenue, in force on the 2nd of January, 1939.
How much longer is this going to go? Seriously, I can't stand legalese. I really, it's not personal against you, man. I just can't. It's like a different language to me, and I can't read it. I can't.
Okay, does the word repeal mean something to you?
It means to remove.
Get rid of.
Okay. Well, here's what it says. In furtherance of that purpose, all such laws and parts of laws codified herein to the extent they relate exclusively to internal revenue are repealed. Effective except as provided in Section 5 on the day following the date of the enactment.
So you're saying they repealed their own code? Is that what you're saying?
The internal revenue laws, according to the 1939 Internal Revenue Code, were repealed.
Huh. Well, you know, it's very interesting. I don't think the judge will really care because, you know, what you've got is a situation where the system backs itself up. It doesn't really matter whether or not what it says in their laws. What matters is what they do in the courtroom. And, you know, from what we've seen, they just... they railroad people, and they screw them into a jail cell, and there have been, as you say, all kinds of people in the so-called tax honesty movement that have tried various different approaches, and most all of them have failed. You know, my question for you is, if you could be shown that there was a law, would you then
Or if they passed one tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's just say they changed everything.
If they passed one tomorrow that was that followed the constitutional requirements, yes.
You would go ahead and pay. You'd feel obligated.
Yes, I'd feel obligated under the Constitution to do so.
Did you sign the Constitution?
Did I sign it? No.
How did you become obligated then?
Well, the Constitution is a document that's to protect the people of America by limiting government.
Has it worked?
Has it worked in the past? Yes.
It has? But it looks like we've got a $3 trillion government here, sir. How could you say it's possibly limited government in any way, shape, or form?
I said in the past it has.
Oh, okay. Like when? Like 1778?
Before the Civil War.
I don't mean to be abusive to you. I'm just asking some tough questions here. The reason
I can give you answers. Before the period of the establishment of the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah. The reason I bring it up is because it seems to me that the tax honesty movement trying to look for some loophole or trying to demand to be shown the law has never worked for them. And it seems to me that their laws don't have any effect on me because they're... I don't have any obligation to follow their laws. They're just people sitting around in a room in Washington, D.C., writing stuff down on paper. It doesn't really make sense to me how that binds me or obligates me as a free, sovereign individual to obey the things that they write down. So it seems to me that coming at it from that perspective makes a whole lot more sense. Look, you say I owe this tax? Well, why don't you prove to me how it is I became obligated to owe that tax?
Right, exactly.
And if you can prove that to me...
Well, that's what the people are asking for the law. They're asking for...
But that doesn't create an obligation. A law doesn't show obligation.
The law establishes liability,
what
and there has
mean?
Been none shown.
I don't understand what that means. The law establishes liability.
If the law states that emphatically with the proper definitions that an individual is obligated and how they are obligated to file returns and pay income taxes, then according to the constitutional requirements for that, then a person is obligated.
Huh, okay, but what if I'm a free, sovereign individual and I don't care about what their law says?
What do you mean a free, sovereign individual when you don't care about their law?
See, I was under the impression that this was supposed to be a free country where I could live my life unmolested by other people.
And then when we fought a war from war to be free from kings, that we each became sovereigns of our own property.
Right.
And if somebody wants to claim that I owe them money, like if you came to me and said, John, and you in Knoxville came to me and said, Ian, you owe me $10,000, I'd say, John, you know, if I had gotten into an agreement with you and not honored my end of the agreement, I mean,
like
I apologize.
Signed a contract, yeah.
I'd like for you to show me exactly, you know, how that was that obligation was created, because I'm sorry, I'm not going to cut you a check unless you can show me that contract I signed or
exactly.
Show me some evidence. And
I
they don't have evidence. And I'm sorry, their laws is not evidence of an obligation. Just because they sit in a room and write stuff down on paper, they'd be like you writing up an invoice in your office and then sending it to me without anything else to prove that we actually entered into any sort of an agreement.
Well, that's exactly what the government has done to most of the people of America. They've done that very thing. They have shown no contract where, and all
but
of us
do you
have
understand
the right
that
to...
the law is not a contract? Do you understand that getting them to show you the law is not akin to them showing you a contract?
Right. I understand that.
Right. So that's where the tax honesty movement goes wrong, in my opinion, is they are asking to be shown something that does not obligate them, even if it did exist. Thank you for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I hope I was clear with that.
Yeah, I think so. And it's difficult to break the paradigm because a lot of the tax honesty people feel like they've got this holy grail out there, which is, you know, they didn't write this or they didn't write that.
Well, they want to be seen as law-abiding.
But the fact is... The politicians, the bureaucrats, everybody believes that you owe taxes. So it wouldn't be any difficulty at all for them to get you want a law? There isn't one on the books that's clear to you? We'll write one up for you. This here in 2008, every citizen and natural-born citizen and immigrant and naturalized immigrant is subject to the IRS rules. And
how about
must
we
pay,
own you?
must pay income tax on on their work, on their labor, on any income, anything, paychecks, all of it. They can write that. They write these long laws all the time.
And it would be just as meaningless to me as all the rest of their crap.
It wouldn't make it right.
Hour two's coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If your body...